USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Members of President Trump's 2016 campaign were in frequent contact with individuals linked to the Russian government, raising counterintelligence concerns at the time, but there is no evidence they colluded to influence the election. That's according to a Senate report that was released on Tuesday. The committee notes Russia took advantage of the inexperience among members of the president's transition team, as well as their desire to roll back Obama-era policies to create unofficial channels through which it would connect to the incoming administration. President Trump says former First Lady Michelle Obama delivered a speech last night that wasn't meant to unite.
She was over her head, and frankly, she should have made the speech live, which she didn't do. She taped it.
The recorded speech also made no mention of Senator Kamala Harris being added to the ticket as a VP. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. A new artificial intelligence breakthrough could make MRI scans significantly faster. So a scan that takes an hour today may take just minutes in the future. Faster scans would be better for patients, especially those who are in pain, young children, and others who have trouble remaining still. The new technique was developed by Fast MRI, an open source research project from NYU Langone Health and Facebook AI. Now, a first of its kind clinical study to be published in the American Journal of Rentgenology confirms these AI-created images are just as diagnostically accurate as traditional MRIs. Additional testing is underway, and the Fast MRI team is open-sourcing their code to enable others to use and build on their work. Dr. Michael P. Recht is the Lewis Marks Professor and Chair of Radiology at NYU Langone Health.
This is a significant milestone, and it shows that with AI, we can significantly improve the patient experience and provide the benefits of MRIs to many more people.
Visit fastmri.org.
States are asking for around $26.4 million from major pharmaceutical companies to help pay for damage wrought by the opioid crisis. It marks the latest demand in the year-long litigation seeking to hold companies accountable for widespread drug addiction. More than 3,000 state, local governments, and Native American tribes have sued the companies. President Trump is honoring woman suffrage leader Susan B. Anthony. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
President Trump says those who fought to give women the right to vote in America a century ago achieved a huge victory with the 19th Amendment. Mr. Trump and the First Lady held a White House ceremony a short time ago to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the amendment's ratification that guaranteed women the right to vote.
President Trump in Iowa touring recent damage from storms and then heading to Yuma, Arizona for an announcement regarding the border. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Democratic National Convention continues in Milwaukee, a recent CNN survey conducted August 12th through the 15th shows former Vice President Joe Biden with a 50-46 lead over President Trump. The four-point advantage for Biden is right at the poll's margin of error, which is 4 percentage points. Lee Carter is a pollster. She tells Fox News why she believes the race is tightening.
What we're seeing right now is the president is much, much closer, especially in the 15 key battleground states. And that's where this election is going to be won and lost. So that's really, really good news for the president. I think what we also need to be focused on in the polls is how little people know about Joe Biden, despite the fact that he's been in the public eye for a really long time. Only a third of voters feel like they know what a Joe Biden presidency is going to look like. So this week is very, very important for Joe Biden. He's got to make the case on what he's going to do for America. Now, specifically, people are very, very concerned about what he's going to do for America's economy. A lot of folks are very concerned about what this means for taxes. He has made the case that he is going to build a better America. What does that mean exactly? Americans are eager to hear what that's going to look like. And clearly, the president is out there to try and create his own narrative at the same time as Joe Biden's trying to create his.
With the NFL season set to kick off September 10th, the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs will be hosting the Houston Texans that night. The Chiefs announcing that Arrowhead Stadium will hold approximately 22% of fans to kick off the season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.